Hey friends, it's me here, introvertly me. I'm back. Just needed a little mental break from life thoughts, if that makes sense. You know, sometimes we can get overwhelmed, and even when we want to say something, the fact that life is moving so quickly, our words don't seem as important. And I just need that time just to recollect and get myself back and say, hey, you got this. So I'm back. And I've had this thought on my mind for so long. And it could just be because this is something that's starting to make itself known to me. And I kind of already talked about this a while ago, but I'm going to bring it back with a new perspective. And it's about alignment. And I just kept hearing that word in my head, like, alignment. Alignment, alignment. And it could be that season in our lives where so much turmoil went throughout our journey and integrated into certain situations in our lives, and our past and some of our present has looked so chaotic that we're moving into a season of alignment and a season of certainty and a season where not everything is going to make sense, but as we go along the path in faith, we will see things start to click. We'll see things start to make sense, and we'll see everything that we went through and that we kept pushing ourselves to recognize and to heal from and to move forward with is coming into its victory season. It's coming into its full accomplishment, and the abundance that we were looking for is finally here. And, you know, I get dreams from God, and you know, just dreaming about things are blooming, flowers are just blooming, and I just saw flowers just blooming and just smiling and looking at the sun, and it's time that we all walk in our purpose. It's time that we all move accordingly to what we're called to do, because it's time for us to bloom. It's time for us to be where we're meant to be. And I just felt that alignment and just being aligned is what is going to shift us into that time. And it's not like it's not going to happen. And everyone's season and everyone's journey of bloom will look different. Some may be a sudden quickness, some may be subtle, but very well deserving, and it may feel overwhelming in a good way. Some people may bloom very slowly, but as it gradually grows, it's just going to be an oneness to those looking, you know, on. So, you know, however that is to look, that is for you to go and seek that answer for. But I do feel like as we get to that point, alignment is one of those things that keep us in a movement. And I do feel like being in alignment means letting go and being vulnerable, which is petrified. I am a person who likes to... I'm a person who likes to be carefree, in a way, but I like structure. And what I realize is that being in alignment, especially with God, is like you get to be carefree, but make sure you're following the routine. Because as you follow the routine, there's things that you can check off and know that you got done in order to know how things will go well for the next day. You know, I used to do like a routine and write it out and then check off what I've done. And it was like this moment of accomplishment. Like, yeah, I did it. Yeah, I did that. I did that too. And I just found that, you know, over time when I didn't write anything down or I didn't follow a routine, things would feel out of place. And it's as if, you know, this alignment journey is that it's making sure I follow the routine so that I don't feel like I'm going to be out of place. And I've had moments where it just happened. It's kind of easy to explain, but it's also hard to explain. Because it's like, how should I put this? When you're at a location or you're in a place, you're doing something at the right time, at the right moment, things happen. Now, I can't say that the things that happen and everything, it's a sign that everything will go smoothly, or that is the answer that you were looking for, or even what I was looking for. But it does give notion of you're on the right track to something. And I think those are the tangible things we can hold on to, even if it's just a memory. It's like, oh, I was at this place at this time and this happened. I'm going to hold on to that memory because that was a sign of something in the past that I was told that's now finding its way to my future or in my present that could become my future. And alignment is actually really fun, and you know, it's kind of a way similar to when I went to get my car washed. Just getting my car washed, and you know how you have to be on the, what is it called? I'm gonna call it like the track, the wheel track, in order for your car to move on. But when you do it, they're like kind of notion you, and they're like over here, over there, and they're just using their hands this way, until you're on the right track, and then they say, okay, come forward, and then you put your car in neutral. And then when you put your car in neutral, that's when you're able to sit back and go through the process, and it gets very chaotic sometimes in there. Sometimes it's soothing, sometimes it's loud, sometimes it's soft. It's like a whirlwind of like ASMR noises, but in real life. And you're living it in the moment, and you get to see, and it's, yeah. But I feel that in life we'll get these signals of, oh, nope, to the left. Nope, go to the right. Okay, come forward. Okay, stop, slow down. And the moments where we're told, go left, go right, stay straight. Okay, come forward. Okay, stop. Those are moments where we're trying to see if we're on the track. Not on track, but on the track. And as we try to figure out if we're on the track, we're kind of just hoping that, because we can't really see it. You can't really see if you're in alignment. So you have to trust the person giving you the direction and hope that they're correct so that your vehicle and your tire doesn't get ruined. And that's similar to what I feel God was doing for me. He was like, okay, to the left. No, to the right. Okay, back to the left. Okay, a little bit over. Stay. Okay, great. Okay, come on. And I can see him aligning me on that track to go now through this journey of, you know, what's unbeknownst to me of this rejuvenation. And just because you're going through a season of rejuvenation, a season of rejuvenation or a season of just cleansiness or a season of revitalization, a season of refreshing, a lot of R's there. A season of growth and a season of, you know, whatever it is. I do feel like going through that car wash, that analogy of going through the car wash is similar to that. It's not that you're doing anything wrong. In fact, being on track and being aligned now allows you to be your best self. It's cleaning you of everything, of that journey, of that road trip you took, of those hiking trails that you took, and all the mud that got on your tires, and everything that got stuck on. You know, some of them were great memories, some of them were horrible memories, some of them were hard times, some of them were great times. But now it's time for you to go on a different track, and you need to clean up your life, clean up that vehicle, get everything in order, because now is the time to get that renewal of who you are, so that after you go through the cleanliness and you get wiped down, you come out. As you come out, you get this loud wind and it hits and it feels like things are trembling, but then when you come out, it's almost like a breath of fresh air. And there's some residue of the water still left. And at this car wash location, there's a place where you can like park on the side and finish wiping down your car and vacuum it out. And I feel that the alignment in our lives allows us to know that we're going through the right thing, doing the right thing, and going in the right direction. And then at the same time, we're getting clean, we're getting purified, we're getting renewed, and we're coming out of what we thought was this chaotic mess, which was really just a moment of readiness, of getting ready, so that when we come out and we just, you know, catch our breath, we'll see that, oh, this is exactly what I needed. And you park and you clean and you wipe it down and you make it even better than what it was. You know, I just feel like I was getting on track. I went through this car wash and I'm coming out and I'm at a place where I'm wiping things down and I'm excited to know, okay, and I'm ready to say, let's go. It's something about that feeling of maybe not being certain of where you need to go, but being certain that there's something waiting for you. There's something destined for you. There's something that is called and that only you can do. And as you feel that tug and you feel that pull, you'll begin to want to lean into that voice, that inclination, that feeling, you know, and you can't help but just keep going towards it. When I tell you, it becomes stronger, and as you lean towards it, there's more revelation and things get more revealed. And I promise you, in a way, because I don't like to make promises, but in a way, I want to promise you that as you lean in and as you get more revelation, you know, there's a clarity there. And it's as if, you know, it's, you don't have to manifest it. You know, I know we talk a lot about manifestation during this time in our lives, and people are manifest this, manifest that. Some things are just so called for you. Some things are just in your name that is dedicated to you, that you won't even need to manifest it. It's not even about speaking it into fruition or calling it out. It's just talking it through and realizing, that's it. Because you're realizing the next destination to your purpose that has either been there for a long time or was something that you didn't know was a desire, but because everything was going on in your life, so many things were going on and happening at the same time, that once the dust settled, once you got through the car wash, once you finally wiped everything down, you sat down and you go, wow, my car is really nice. I don't need a new car. I just got a clean car. You know, once you settled into that, it's like, you know, it's like you realized, I think I know what I want to do. I think I know what's been calling me. And to be honest, not everything's going to make sense. I'm just letting you know, not everything's going to make sense. And not everything's going to be what you first thought. Like, oh, yeah, that's it. That's what I should have done. It may be something, first of all, it needs to be something that's appropriate. Okay, let's not do anything illegal. But basically, you'll know that it's something you don't have to question, you know? And I know we go through phases of excitement and a honeymoon phase of just bliss and all these things. And I feel like that's kind of similar to like the analogy. It's past the honeymoon phase. It's past the excitement. It's past all of this stuff. And it's past all the chaos. It's literally when everything settles down, when things get calm, and you go, I still want to do that thing. I still need to do that. I still need to go there. I still need to, and you fill in the blank with whatever it is, but you'll begin to go, I need to do that. I need to complete what I've been called to do. How I need to go about it, I don't know. But I know that is one of the things, or that is the thing. We question ourselves a lot. People will question us a lot. And some people will question us because they're concerned, and some people question because it's something they can't fathom themselves doing. We may question ourselves because we're afraid, or we may question ourselves because we're trying to make sure we have the right mindset. And we have to trust that whatever instinct, whatever inclination, whatever, you know, thing that is tugging on us and pulling us towards this direction is the right thing, is what we need to do. And we need to trust that, as I trust God, to move in that direction in order to fulfill what He's called me to do, or whatever He's called you to do. It's literally starts with us being in alignment, letting go of whatever we felt was best for us, and trust that there's something bigger than us that is trying to do something bigger within us. And as much as we want to say that we have the control, we don't. We don't. I couldn't set up certain things. I couldn't do certain things. Even if I had the most networking connections, even if I had the coolest ideas, even if I had the largest amount of money, there's some things we cannot do on our own unless it's divine, unless it's divinely aligned with what we were called to do throughout our lives and our journey of our lives. These many purposes that lead up to this calling all had a reason. But at the same time, if we don't let go, if we didn't let go, we wouldn't be on the path that was meant for us. Everyone's path is not going to look the same. Nowhere close. There's some people who will try to mimic or try to do something similar so that they can feel like they're doing something impactful or doing something amazing. And that's kind of why this idea of like social media being so competitive, like I need to have a certain amount of followers, a certain amount of engagement, I need to be according to the algorithm, I need to have this many followers, blah blah blah, this competition then with each other of, oh, that's what they're doing, well, I'm going to do this. It's like we are trying to combat one another instead of looking at our own path and going, what am I called to do? What is it that I need to do? And keeping yourself focused on that, because your journey isn't like theirs. The way you do things isn't going to be like theirs. So there's no point in trying to mimic someone else or trying to be like someone else. And even if you try, there's always going to be something off about you, because what you were meant to do wasn't the same thing that they're doing. So, all in all, it's really about being in alignment, letting go, being vulnerable. When I tell you that's the hardest thing, being vulnerable and trusting is hard, especially when you've been mistreated so many times. Trusted people that they had the best interest at heart for you, and you got torn down, you got made fun of, you got misdirected, so many things. You want to do things on your own, and I think by doing things on your own, you then have to figure out your mistakes, figure out through trial and error, all these things of what is it that you need to do in order to find your best self and to be what you were called to be. You have a higher greatness in you. You have a greatness in you. We all do. But when we don't trust again and we don't become vulnerable, we may lose that opportunity of being in alignment with what we're destined to become. And as scary as it is, you gotta do it. I gotta do it. And that means opening up our heart, opening up our minds, and believing that it will happen. And I think believing is is taking away the manifestation and just put it in trust. Manifestation is I'm hoping to speak it into existence and it happens. So it's more of a hopeful act. While believing is trusting that it's already done. I'm just waiting for it to come into fruition. So there's people who believe, there's people who believe in manifest, there's people who just manifest, and I believe. Because right now, I need to trust that what I already think and believe will happen is going to come into full fruition. I don't need to manifest it, because when you're aligned, there is no such thing as manifestation. It just happens. And the majority of time when you manifest, you're trying to make it happen the way that you said it. But when you're in alignment, it happens the way that it was meant to be. Let it be what it's meant to be. And everything will happen as planned for your life. Yeah. I think that's good. I want to just... I heard that in my head, and that could have been God just saying, put that out there. I need you to speak on this. And so I'm gonna speak on it, and I did. So I hope you all got something from that and took it to heart. And if you need to pray about it, if you need to think about it, meditate on it, whatever, go ahead, do what you gotta do. We're all at different paths and different mindsets, so take your time, be gentle with yourself, and know what's best for you. All right, friends, that is all for me. I did miss y'all. You know, I was going to say whoever y'all is. I don't know who everyone is, but y'all, I missed y'all. And I hope you're all doing well. I really do hope you have a great, great rest of your week. And now that March is ending, happy Women's Awareness Month. Big ups to us ladies out there. And I guess Women History Month as well. But I like to say Women Awareness Month, because we need to be aware, you know, who we are. And big ups to you men who support us women. And all you wonderful people out there, I hope you all have a wonderful rest of your week. And as always, happy hibernation.